Chapter 4. So when the Mexican kid with the fucked up hand said, "They're calling to you," it freaked me the fuck out. I didn't know what the kid meant by it, but I couldn't stop thinking about it as I careened down the road in Scooter's truck. Grant Road was impossible to drive where the grinder had rolled, so I took Pima, following the spotlight from the helicopter. The windshield wipers didn't work, and I had to drive with the rain pounding on the glass. I blasted the heater. My right hand throbbed with pain where I'd connected with Scooter's face, though it wasn't busted. Scooter had Operation Ivy's Hectic blaring on the sound system, and I turned it off to listen to the radio as I drove. The DJ talked to a breathless kid on his cell, describing what he'd just seen. The grinder wasn't on Grant anymore. It had cut south across a residential area and took out the Loft movie theater on Speedway, reshaping itself to blast through the entrance and scoop up everybody within. The way they described it, it was much bigger than when I had last seen it, and it had grown legs again. It would go right over cars, peeling roofs off like sardine cans and snagging everyone within. The caller seemed to think it was a monster covered with people, not made of people. I pulled up to an intersection and the stoplights were out. I looked around. It seemed the power was out everywhere. Christ. I turned south, but the road was filled with abandoned and crushed cars. A group of people stood in the middle of the street. Oh yeah, it came this way, I thought, and I turned and fought my way down a residential street to Speedway Boulevard, right where the grinder was supposed to be. Someone else was on the radio. At first, I thought it was someone who'd been at the scene with the Mexican kid. It wasn't, but it was similar. A woman had been knocked off the creature, losing her arm in the process. She mumbled something about the grinder and got up and tried to run toward it before she fell over dead. The next caller did nothing but scream, "We had to repent."
"It's the motherfucking rapture,"
she cried.
"The end of the world."
The DJ hung up on her. I continued down Speedway. It was easier to pass through the destruction with the wider road. The Loft movie theater was razed. Power lines and smoking, crushed cars filled the street. The creature had devastated a row of grocery stores and Chinese restaurants. People ran down the street, and cars sped away from the direction I headed. I didn't have to drive much further before I found it. I gasped. It had more than quadrupled in size. The movie theater and restaurants were what had done it. The grinder had shaped itself like a spider, with 8 segmented legs, each made of scores of people. The bottom of the creature rose at least 10 feet high, with several legs, arms, and heads dangling in the middle. The damn thing had long surpassed T-Rex size. It lumbered toward the Sheraton Hotel near the University of Arizona campus, and its top cleared the 4th level. It casually walked up the side of the building. Human appendages shattered windows as it crossed over the hotel in a matter of seconds. It leapt off the building like a cat and crossed the street and trashed at Taco Bell before turning south down Campbell, cutting into the University of Arizona campus. Groups of people in red shirts scattered and gunshots rang out. But bullets did nothing to it. Absolutely nothing. I drove over the median and pulled onto the sidewalk just outside of the hotel. From the 5th floor, a bloody, naked woman hung out the window, screaming, reaching toward the grinder. "Holy shit," I said out loud when I realized where it headed. Saturday night, the university hosted a home game tonight. Not just any home game, either. For the first time since I could remember, the U of A football team didn't suck ass, and they played their arch rivals, Arizona State. I'd never been a huge football fan, but even I had wanted to go to this game. The street vendors had been up for almost 2 weeks hawking t-shirts in anticipation. The game was sold out. Arizona Stadium capacity? 57,000. The police by now had figured out where it was heading and what it wanted. No longer was it the occasional gunshot. The gunfire transformed into a wall of sound as everyone in the city with a goddamn gun started shooting at it all at once. The grinder tightened into an egg shape, sitting on top of a packed parking lot off the road. It sat there as if it was thinking about what to do. 2 lines of police and random people with guns appeared on either side, one line blocking its approach south toward the stadium, the other across the street near the remains of the smoldering Taco Bell. "Stop!" I screamed at the gunman. Niff. But I knew they had to shoot. The entire outer layer of the monster was a pulpy red mass under the barrage of gunfire. It emboldened those with the guns. They closed in. Smoke rose from the lines of fire, and they marched like redcoats toward the beast. They shot from person to person. I don't know why. Maybe to put them out of their misery, or maybe they were searching for that one spot that would topple the whole goddamn thing to the ground. Only, they never hit that spot. In the distance, the stadium loomed like a giant face over the university's stark buildings. It still had power, and the stadium lights blazed. From my vantage, I watched the panic in the stands as they all surged in fear at the monster. Despite the rain, the place was packed. Someone had sounded the alarm. Even from a half mile away, I could see turmoil grow within as the confused masses filed out of the stadium. A car flew from the center of the grinder, landing on the front line of police officers, scattering them like birds. At first, I wasn't sure what had happened, but then another car flew out, crashing against the grass. The grinder was somehow picking up the cars and hurling them. The last of the defenders on that side broke as the egg shape unrolled into a long, low-to-the-ground centipede thing the length of four train cars. It pushed forward, ignoring the gunfire at its back. I couldn't look away. Watching the grinder move was like watching one of those Asian contortionist ballets, but with scores of dancers. It would have been intoxicating under other circumstances. The bloody, pulpy exterior of the creature constantly recycled. Every part of it remained in motion as people crawled, rolled, or shifted to reshape and move the beast. Even the corpses continued to move. A headless body rose from the back of the centipede shape and crawled onto the back where most of the bullets now hit. The monster shambled toward the stadium, raining blood. It took its time. Had it been injured in the gunfire? A big-ass yellow bulldozer roared up Speedway, passing by my position in the parking lot and almost clipping Scooter's truck. It blasted through the median and concrete exploded through the air. The gunmen stepped away to let it through. They cheered as it rumbled toward the beast. The dude driving that thing was either crazy or had balls of titanium, but he full-steamed toward the monster, cutting through the grass and the parking lot. He aimed straight for its tail end. The bulldozer raised the front shovel, and the driver jumped out at the last possible moment. The damn monster rearranged itself to let the bulldozer pass. One second, it was about to get creamed, and then the back of the centipede split into several directions while the front rolled out of the way. The people on it, momentarily detached, rained down onto the creature to form again. The whole thing happened in a matter of a second. A head-to-toe tentacle, 10 deep, swept from the body to snatch up the driver of the bulldozer. As the tentacle retracted, the whole thing formed back into the centipede and continued toward the stadium, moving quicker this time. The bulldozer continued on its own, raging across the grass until it crashed into a wheelchair ramp and then the side of a brick building. The wall stopped it, but the engine continued to whine. The poor guy driving must have rigged it to just keep going. I felt so torn, so helpless. I pushed the truck further onto the road, keeping a safe distance. The monster had to be stopped. Of course it had to be stopped, but I also felt so relieved when it escaped. I just wanted Niff back. I'm sure I wasn't the only one who felt that way. Above, a loud A-10 Warthog cruised low over the monster, barely visible in the dark and rain. The nearby Davis-Monthan Air Force Base was home to a whole shitload of A-10s, powerful military aircraft designed to kill tanks and other armored targets. They were the perfect aircraft to deal with this thing. When Scooter said I'd be blown up by the Air Force, he wasn't just talking shit. It was a real possibility, and I knew it. But this one didn't shoot. Or drop a bomb. Either it was unarmed, or the pilot didn't want to kill a monster made out of people. He didn't do shit except circle for a bit, then headed south toward base. The closer the centipede got to the stadium, the faster it moved. I watched as it disappeared behind some buildings. Then it flew through the air and attached itself to the back of the massive scoreboard on the north side of the stadium. It pulled itself over, cascading like a waterfall into the field still filled with tens of thousands of people. I didn't see much of what happened next, but I heard it. The terror at the roller derby was nothing compared to the uproar at the stadium, and I was still a quarter mile away. Again, I was so torn. If only the bulldozer hadn't missed. If only the A-10 had been armed with a bomb. If only Cece had minded her own damn business. If only... Even now, it hurts to let that fantasy live in my mind. Even for just a flash of a moment. And when I saw what crawled out of that stadium, I realized for the first time that there would be no happy ending to this. No way. This was more than just a fucked up monster trashing Tucson. This was the end of the world.